6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
I tell you what, man, he's a literal titan across the entire media landscape.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Mike, last week we played a game, Wing Go or Wing No. This week, we're going to have Cody Zeller on. We're going to Zell high or Zell low. How about that?
I mean, we're just knocking out home runs here. Like, this is not even, like, this isn't even fair. Zell high, Zell low.
Why is it not fair? What do you mean it's not
we're
fair?
We're just hitting home runs. We're just hitting bombs. This is fantastic. This is Marconi award winning here.
Yes, it is. It's 500 different ways to play a simple game called Yes or No.
We got to use the same questions, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm not writing new questions.
God forbid you did that. I mean, the same exact questions I want for Cody Zeller. Have you heard Cody Zeller on with us? Because he's very, like, when Stanzik was doing the show with me, Cody Zeller came on 2 or 3 times. He has a very dry sense of humor, dry wit, but he's very, very funny, dude. You're going to find him to be thoroughly enjoyable. I promise you. You will fall in love with Cody Zeller, a man you never thought you'd fall in love with. You will fall in love with him by the end of this interview. I promise you.
I'm looking forward to it. Handsome dude.
Okay. You should talk some shit about your Knicks. I mean, the Knicks looking good. How about that? I mean, hey.
500. It matters. Woo!
I think we're one game above 500, yes. Aren't we? Are you excited? Thibodeau, coach of the year? What do you think?
I mean, yeah. Until, you know, it all comes crashing down.
They're 18-17. They're 5 out of the 1 seed, but they're also, here's the, they're 5 games out of the 1 seed. They're also 5 games out of being second to last in the East.
So what you're telling me is the East sucks. That's what you're telling me.
They're just as close to the Magic as they are to the Sixers. Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. And the Hornets right now, Cody Zeller's team is sitting at 16-18, they're the 8th seed right now. It would be Hornets Sixers, round one of the NBA playoffs. We, by the way, Mike, would get the Heat. That would be fun. Knicks and Heat, round one. I'm already thinking playoffs for the Knicks. How about that, the Knickerbockers?
You've got them already in, huh?
Yes,
you got them beating the Heat, though?
I do. I have them beating the Heat. Yes. Why not? Anyway, let's bring on our good friend. He's a good friend, or at least I think he's a good friend, but I think everyone's a good friend of mine. From the 8th seed, Charlotte Hornets. Let's bring on our friend Cody Zeller.
6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
How are you, my man?
It's been a while.
It's been too long, Cody Zeller. Hold on 1 second. Mike, I'm trying to record.
Yes, make sure you record.
Cody, where are you right now?
I'm in Portland. We fly to Minnesota today.
That's right. You lost to the Blazers last night. Sorry to say it like that, but you played the Blazers last night.
Exactly. So we got one more before the break.
Cody, just call me an asshole. It's okay. Just.
Good.
We're going to try out a new game with you called Zell High or Zell Low.
Oh, boy. All right. I can't wait.
It's so stupid. I love it.
It is so stupid. We maintain we could play this version of a game with anyone. Like if we had Mike Golick on, it would be it would be Golick or Nolick. What do you think?
That's pretty good. That's pretty
Mike,
good.
Did you know? So Stanzik was producing the show the last time that you were on with us, the couple of times you were on with us during the pandemic. Mikey A is now taking over. I fired Stanzik, and Mikey A is now the executive producer. Did you know, Mikey A, it's pretty obvious just staring at him in the Zoom right now, that that Cody Zeller's nickname in college was, what was it, Cody? You tell Mikey A what it was. Was it Mr. Handsome?
I don't claim this nickname. Kobe would call me the Big Handsome. That was the. I don't claim it at all. But I thought I left that back in college, but it's popped up a couple times as I've made the NBA. So yeah,
that's really interesting because in college I was known as the Wide Handsome.
I was known as the Short Handsome. How about that? I mean, who's the most handsome of the three of us? It's got to be me, right? I mean, I think it's me. Don't you? Oh, boy. So what'd you learn? Last time I spoke to you, you were sculpting new crafts during the pandemic. Did you you were doing a bunch of like chores around the house. I think your brother wanted you to fix something in the house. Where'd we leave all this in terms of what Cody Zeller learned during the pandemic?
I'm pretty sure last time I talked to you, I didn't have power at my house because a tree had fallen. And I was looking for a chainsaw to help my neighbor cut down his tree. So,
yes,
a lot to update you on since then. Yeah, I didn't learn much of anything. I was also learning to play the guitar, which I think I know maybe 6 or 7 strings, and that's about it. So, right. I actually the first game of the season, unfortunately, I broke my hand, and so I was rehabbing and asking the trainers what I can do to. You know, kind of get myself back in the court as quick as possible. And they were like, you know, that guitar thing that you've been trying to learn how to play? He said, that's perfect rehab. You got a plate and some screws in there. So it'll feel a little uncomfortable. They were like, that's the best thing you can do. So anyway, who would have thought that it would become a rehab tactic early on in the season. So anyway, I'm glad to be playing basketball again, which is good.
Cody, were you aware we were trying, and we still are, efforting to put together an entire event where you actually play the guitar with real guitarists? Did you know that?
Yeah, I think you guys promised me Kenny Chesney. I mean, I'm not like, you know, I haven't quite forgot about that either, so.
I did promise you Kenny Chesney, and I am still promising you Kenny Chesney because Kenny's in to do this now, but basketball season has started again. So you and I, listen, it's on you now, okay? I've done all the work. I got Kenny Chesney ready to go. It's up to you when you have some time. We have to do it as a live event, so it'll be up to you when you have some time to do this.
Okay? He's top five people I'd want to meet. I grew up listening to his music and country fan, so.
Really? Yeah.
Every song he's played makes you feel like you're on the beach, which is just my kind of music. It is feel good music.
He is a top five person. Mikey A, we have to make this happen, all right? We have to get this event going. Chesney was going to teach him how to play the guitar. You know that, Mikey A, right?
I just imagine you were going to get him Kenny G.
I'm interested in the other people in that top five of people Cody Zeller wants to meet. Who else is in that top five?
Who else is in the top five?
I love top fives, Cody.
Almost as much as Mount Rushmore's.
I would say I'm a big Duck Dynasty fan. So the Duck Dynasty crew. Who else? I've never met Bobby Knight for as many, you know, growing up in Indiana.
You're a Hoosier.
Indiana basketball. He's been around a handful of times, but. Yeah, I've never had the chance to meet him, and unfortunately, he's not in the best health anymore. So, I'm kind of my chance of meeting him is getting smaller. But I still want to meet him at some point. Who else would be on the list? I'm a big Will Ferrell fan.
Oh, enjoy. Wow. I can make that happen for you, Cody.
Oh, wow. This guy knows everyone.
I'm writing these down. I mean, I don't know about Bobby Knight. I don't think we want him on at this point.
I think I can make Bobby Knight happen.
Right. I think you could broker COVID, that.
The thing is, COVID has kind of limited me. He lives back in Bloomington now. And so we have obviously plenty of mutual friends. But with COVID, I obviously meeting up with someone is frowned upon these days.
All right, so Mikey, yeah, get Will Farrell on the show and get Kenny Chesney. Who else?
And then, probably top of the list, Peyton Manning. Manning, my childhood hero growing up. Wow. Colts fan. He got a good sense of humor. He's one of my favorite people.
Call Dwight Freeney.
Mike, yeah, I was going to say get him on, but really just call Freeney and tell Freeney to get him on with Cody Zeller. All right. So Freeney co-hosts the show with us occasionally. He played with Peyton Manning. So I am going to make your dreams come true, Cody Zeller. I am telling you, as long as you're willing to come back on, I'm hopeful that you are. We'll do the event with Chesney. I am going to try to schedule an episode where Peyton Manning joins us as a guest. Okay. Oh, wow. And you could geek out over him. And and Will Farrell joins us as a guest, and you can geek out over Will, okay?
This is incredible. You know everyone. even Dwight Freeney. So I've met Dwight Freeney a handful of times. We're both Jordan athletes.
Right.
So he's signed with the brand. So I grew up as a huge Colts fan. Like, I wanted to play in the NFL. I wanted to be Peyton Manning to Marvin Harrison. Like, my whole closet as a kid was all, like, Peyton Manning jersey, Marvin Harrison jersey, everything. So then that was like the prime of when they were really good. It was in my childhood. So me and Dwight are both Jordan athletes. We were on a Jordan trip together. And I was trying not to, be all like, hey, I'm a huge fan. Like, you're my favorite. So I just sat down and like introduced myself. I was like, hey, I'm from Indiana. I'm a big Colts fan. And one of the other guys with the brand sat down and he's like, hey, man, how did you learn your little spin move that you became known for?
Right.
And I was like, oh, I can't wait for this answer. Like, I was so excited. And he said it was, he played basketball in high school. And that was like his go-to move in the post. It was like a spin move. And so he said when he got onto the football field, his coach in high school, he gave a lot of credit to his coach in high school. He said, however you want to get to the quarterback, you get to the quarterback. And so he kind of, started using a spin move. And so that's kind of, he was like one of the first to do it in the NFL. Was to do the spin move, and now everyone uses it. But anyway, I thought that was the coolest thing, just because I was like, I was too afraid to ask any questions. I didn't want to geek out too much. But anyway, it was really cool to meet him.
Like, you're saying here, talking about how much you want to meet Peyton Manning. I think you could play Peyton Manning in a Lifetime original movie. If they made a movie about Peyton Manning, I think you could play him. You kind of have that way about you.
You know you do, right?
People told me that I look like Eli Manning. So When I played with Dwight Howard for a year, and he called me Eli the whole year because he thought I looked like Eli Manning. So,
back to Jordan and Freeney for a second. I played Grove 23. Have you, Cody? I played the course. Have you played it?
No, I haven't.
How about that, Cody? You know who took me? Freeney.
There you go. Wait, Freeney, the coolest life. Look at all your friends that you play golf. Like, I want to be you when I grow up.
No, I think I'd rather be Cody Zeller, drafted fourth in the NBA draft, making millions of dollars. But I'd rather be me. You're flying to Minnesota today, so no.
Yeah, that's true.
What NBA city makes you the saddest? Is it Minnesota?
Oh, no, I could get in trouble for this. There's a couple of especially the cold ones. The cold ones, especially in the winter. It's like, oh, man, can I just go to a warm city?
He didn't say there wasn't an answer. He just said, nope, not gonna answer.
Well, because he knows I set him up. I'm a terrible friend because he knows that would have gotten him in trouble. And he was going to say Minnesota. He doesn't want to deal with that tonight. When you were playing the guitar back in your heyday, okay? Yes, in your prime, Cody, okay? I'm wondering the song that you played the best on the guitar.
Oh, this is a good honestly, Happy Birthday. I nailed it. I know Happy Birthday so well.
That's a tough one, Cody.
I think that's all that I know.
What's the song that, like, you're dying to learn how to play? What's the song?
There's a handful of country songs. Like, if G, C, and D, you can play most country songs. So, like, Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker, that's, like, an easy one that you can do. So, I've learned that one. there was one, I'm going to be somebody, the country song, old country song. That's like an easier one too. There's only like four chords on that. So I know a handful of them, but I don't know if I'm big. I don't know if I'm ready for my big public debut yet. So.
How close are they to Happy Birthday?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. That's like the gift that I send to everyone. It's like, hey, it's his birthday. Let me send a, you know, a happy birthday on the guitar. So that pretty much covers all my birthday gifts for about a year. So
I need to get Cody Zeller a Cameo, Mike. That's what I need to do. Are you on Cameo? Do you know what Cameo is?
I know what Cameo is. I haven't broken down and gotten it yet.
All right. I got to get you on there. I mean, you'll fall under my umbrella. It's a money-making scheme for me. But I mean, I got to get you on there. No, because people will just pay you like $200 to sing happy birthday to them into a video. Take you 30 seconds. I mean, we got to do this, Cody.
I mean, with the guitar, I mean, that's definitely worth it.
You're right. You with the guitar. That would definitely be worth it. Cody's doing some great stuff in the community. We'll get to both those things in a couple of seconds here. I want to play a quick game with you, and then we will get to Zell High or Zell Low, okay? Because I've never done this with you. I do this with a bunch of guests to give the audience kind of a chance to get to know the guest a little better. And I don't think you and I have ever done this. So it's kind of like fill-in-the-blank type stuff, okay? Cody Zeller's hidden talent, not playing the guitar, is blank.
Oh, probably, I played tennis. I played tennis in high school. My parents made us play a fall sport so we wouldn't get burnt out on basketball.
Smart.
My oldest brother ran cross country, and Tyler and I are like, why would you ever run for a sport? That's the dumbest thing. So both of us picked up tennis. So I played from seventh grade, through my junior year. So I played doubles, and I just stood up in the net and just killed everything that came near me.
Sure. Right. No one ever tried to lob you, Cody.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So I still play a decent amount in the summer, so it's a lot of fun to play. And it's perfect in the summer. It's good agility and moving and being outside. So, yeah, tennis is kind of my hidden ability.
Are you good? Like, because I fancy myself to be a very good tennis player. Like, would you beat me, you think?
I don't know. How good are you?
I mean, I'm pretty good, Cody. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm old, but I'm...
Hold on a second. He was just telling Dwight Freeney about how good he was at golf until Dwight Freeney kicked his ass. Stop challenging professional athletes to games.
Zeller, I'm telling you, it's bullshit what Freeney did to me. I mean, he's selling me like he's going to shoot an 85, 86, like a 15 handicap. I get to the fucking driving range at Grove 23. And Freeney's hitting bombs 350 yards off the tee. Oh, straight as an arrow. He's a scratch golfer, Freeney.
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I'll give you that. I got a good serve. I play well up the net. I'm more of a doubles player, so I'm not a great singles player. I'm not great at my ground strokes, but I can obviously get to everything. I can cover the court pretty well. So,
all right, we won't play singles. Perhaps over the summer, Cody, we'll do, and maybe we'll do it for charity, okay? We will do a celebrity doubles match, okay? Me and you, and we'll select our opponents. In fact, Marty Fish, I got to pick up all these names I'm dropping. We will have Marty Fish, a professional tennis player, captain of the Davis Cup team, I think. We'll have him put this together for us, okay? Are you in? Me and you, okay?
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right, we'll do it for charity. How's that sound?
I feel like a little bit you're backtracking. You want to be my teammate now, but that's okay.
Oh, why? You want to go one-on-one single? You don't play singles.
Let's play doubles.
All right, your favorite tennis player? Who's your favorite tennis player of all time?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch a ton of tennis. I one of the since you're dropping names, I'll drop one.
Yeah.
As a part of the Jordan crew, we were in Shanghai, China for a preseason game, and all the Jordan athletes got together, and MJ was there, and Roger Federer came, and he was one of the most down to earth people I've ever met. We talked for 10 minutes, and 9 minutes was all him asking me about, hey, how's your career? Are you healthy? Do you enjoy Charlotte? One of the most down to earth guys. He didn't want to talk any about himself. He just wanted to hear about me. So that is so cool. It's tough not to cheer for Roger Federer.
That's pretty damn cool. Cody Zeller's irrational fear is blank.
Oh my.
Like, I have a fear of frogs, Cody. Haphazardly, they jump. You have no idea where they're going. I've called cops on a frog before.
I mean, I think snakes. I think that's a pretty standard one, though.
Yeah, that's rational. totally rational. You're fearless, huh?
I love roller coasters, but unfortunately, I have a little bit of a fear of them now because I'm so tall. So And also, they don't, I don't think they even allow me on roller coasters. So I had such a small window of my life where I could ride roller coasters. I was like, I was tall enough, but not too tall. It was like a two-year window where I could ride roller coasters. So,
how long have you been 7 feet tall? How long?
I was like 6'10" as like a junior in high school.
Oh, Jesus so, Christ.
Yeah.
So you had that like eighth grade window to kind of ride on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cody Zeller's favorite movie is blank.
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Mike, that's one of yours, right? Mike,
it's up there. It's up there.
Yes. Yes. Mikey A wishes someone crashed his wedding, so it never happened.
I'm a big Owen Wilson fan, too. I think the other question people always ask, like, who would play you in a movie? What actor? I was like, Owen Wilson, mostly because we both have messed up noses. So I think you fit my personality pretty well.
I have Clooney playing me in a movie. What do you think? Mikey A. Brad playing you. Yeah, of course.
I mean, if he can grow the beard.
Cody Zeller's favorite TV show is blank.
The Office.
Excellent.
Big Man, Office fan.
That's right up there with him.
You're co-signing that. The last book Cody Zeller read was blank.
The last book. I don't know. I'm trying to read the Bible in a year. I've never done it before.
Cody.
Yeah, I'm trying to read the Bible in a year, but I'm in. I think I'm already like maybe 15 days behind. It's only March 2nd, so it's not working so well, but. Yeah, I do not read books, so this is like, it's tough for me, but yeah, I'm trying.
I'm checking out how many pages are in the Bible.
It's a lot. It's a lot. They tell me I can do it if I read 20 minutes a day, but even that's like, I just fall asleep like the minute that I start reading. Everything's like, everything's like a podcast or like a, you know, an audio book or anything else, but actually reading a book, I haven't done that since I was in college. So,
do you know what page you're on right now? Because I know the amount of pages you have to read.
I don't know what page I'm on right now.
Okay. There's 1,200 pages in the Bible, Cody. 1,200 wow. pages. Well, you got some work to do. I mean,
you
do. Your favorite hobby. Do you have a hobby? Cody Zeller's hobby, favorite hobby is blank.
Other than playing the guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I love your fucking sense of humor, dude. It's so dry. It's so awesome.
Shredding it on Happy Birthday.
Yeah, shredding Happy Birthday.
Just get the band together so we can come over and play Happy Birthday.
You, Chesney. Do you have a hobby?
Favorite hobby? I don't know. I love watching movies. I'm a big movie guy. So if I got a free evening, I'm, you know, laying on the couch watching a movie.
If the next time we have you on, in addition to Chesney, Will Farrell, and everything else, I promise you, Peyton Manning, maybe we'll do some movie calls with you, if that's okay. Like, let listeners call in and do some movie calls.
Oh, I would love it.
All right. You said you're a big movie guy. You said your favorite movie. What's your least favorite movie?
Good question.
Oh, wow. I mean, there's so many of them. There's so many of them.
I thought for sure Hoosiers was going to be your favorite movie, by the way.
Yeah, Hoosiers is up there for sure. I mean, growing up in Indiana, you have to love Hoosiers. Yeah. I love animated movies, too. I'm like a little kid myself, so I love, like, Cars. I love, yeah, like, Mater is my favorite character of anyone. Mater, Lightning McQueen. But I don't know of a worse movie. I mean, there's plenty of really bad movies, so.
Ishtar.
I think it's called The Counselor with Michael Fassbender. Worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
I thought he was going to say The Last Dance. Have you tried to get on Jordan's course at all? Have you tried?
No, I haven't tried. I haven't tried.
Cody, do you even play golf?
I play golf a couple times a year. I love playing, but I'm not very good. But if I go with a fun crew, I really enjoy it.
All right. Well, Freeney's the fun crew. I can tell you that right now. Sure, okay. Sure. Yeah. Freeney's fun. I'll get you out of here in a couple of minutes. Prank you, because you're known as a prankster, right?
Yeah.
The prank you've pulled off that you were proudest of is blank.
Oh, wow. This is a little bit of a longer prank, but so maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I was a part of the K-Love Awards. So K-Love is like the Christian music station. So they do big awards in Nashville. So I went the first year alone. I was nominated for an award. So I went the first year. The second year, my parents were up for Book of the Year or something. So my whole family went. And so leading up to it, I created a fake email address and I emailed my mom, who kind of organized our whole family. And I was like, hey, I'm, you know, whatever, John something from the Christian Broadcasting Network. And I want to honor your family with an award. And so I set up my mom and I was like, hey, I would love to talk to the rest of your family. So my mom sent an email to the rest of us kids, my dad and us three kids. It was like, hey, we got this really nice email. We're going to win another award as a family, like family of the year. And so sent this whole thing. So as we got closer to all of us going to Nashville for the awards, I got more and more ridiculous with the things that I was asking. So I sent each one of the family like sample questions, and they were all like really controversial questions about, like, you know, like there was a story, my dad like threw baseballs at my brother to try to get him tougher. So I wrote that in there. I was like, what are your thoughts on throwing baseballs at your son? Like, for my dad, it was like, you know, what are your, for Tyler, it was like, did you actually take your classes at North Carolina? Did you have your tutors take it for you? Like, just really controversial questions that no one would ask. And then as the day that we all traveled to Nashville, all of us were kind of like, and I even sent questions to myself to try to, you know, try to confuse them. So as we go to Nashville, we all land in Nashville, and I sent out an email to the group saying, actually, you know, all the success that the Curry family has had, we're actually going to give the award to the Curry family this year instead of to the Zeller family. So at that time we were all in the same room together and everyone started going off. Tyler was like throwing stuff. I was like, how rude is this guy that he just takes the award away from us? So I'm in the corner. I'm like, yeah, this guy's the worst. Like, can you believe this guy? So finally I said it and I revealed myself. So that was one of the better ones that I've done.
That is fantastic. Has your family forgiven you, or were they laughing? Like, what was the reaction on the big reveal?
Well, they know me as a little bit of a prankster, so I think they were like, okay, you got us on that one. That was pretty good.
That's like not even a prank. That's a long con. I love it. Like, it really you set is. That up for yes. weeks. That's awesome. I mean,
yes. Yeah, it took me like 2 minutes to create a fake email address, and then after that, it was like I had a hook, line, and sinker. So I was trying to come up with the most ridiculous thing I could think of, like, hey, we really like, you know, Lori Zeller, we'd really like you to bring your curling iron to the interview. My mom just shows up with, like, trying to think of just the most ridiculous thing.
The most random thing.
Would have done anything. Yeah.
I love that. Have you had to, LaMelo Ball, I'm wondering, because it seems like, Cody, he has given your organization like a jolt of energy where you guys can, like, maybe you're a playoff team right now, but I think for the next 5 years, you're probably looking at, look, we got this kid, LaMelo Ball. He could be one of the best players in the NBA. And if he turns into one of the best players in the NBA, you guys are going to be good for a really long time, Cody.
You think people actually want to watch us play basketball?
I know. It's crazy. I've gone out of my way to watch the Hornets play basketball.
Are you
kidding
me? The Hornets are on the, oh, LaMelo's playing though. No,
but is he that good? Is he that good? I mean,
yeah, he's really good. He's a lot of fun to play with. His passing is his best asset. And even recently, he's already figuring out how to score and get others involved. And it's unfortunate that we haven't been able to have fans, because we sense the same thing in Charlotte. There's kind of a certain excitement about our team locally. So we're excited to get fans back in the building. But I've been impressed with him. He's much more mature than I ever imagined. I think, you know, you see his dad and you see kind of the circus of his family, but he's super mature and he's always in a good mood. He's a happy kid and he asks good questions in film sessions. He's mature. So yeah, he's been great to play with.
Have you had to like have any moments with him, like senior moments? Like, hey, I've been in the league for a while. Like, take it easy. You're getting carried away, or no? He seems like a pretty grounded kid.
Yeah, not really. He's pretty grounded. So I think it helps that he's played overseas the past 3 or 4 years. So he's been around grown men. So yeah, I think that's kind of helped his growth.
All right, we're going to go Zell high, Zell low, talk about what you're doing off the court because it's fantastic stuff, and then we'll get you out of here. Peeing in the shower, Zell high, Zell low.
What's Zell high or Zell low?
Well, it's essentially yes or no.
Okay. Zell high is yes.
Yes, Zell high is yes.
I'm going to say no. Zell high, okay. Zell low, Zell low.
Zell low, okay. Yeah. GameStop stock, Zell high, yes, Zell low.
Zell High, I'm a fan. I got nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
I didn't
capitalize on any of it, unfortunately, but I thought it was really cool. The billionaires lost out, but
yes,
a bunch of people getting together and driving up to Stockton. I don't see a problem with that.
I don't think Michael liked it though.
The guys that really missed out is one of our part owners. So
yeah, I know.
That was not good for them.
No, not good for them. But listen, they got LaMelo Ball and you, so they're fine. Peeing in the pool, Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell Low.
Really?
Zell Low.
You only pee in a toilet, huh, Cody? That's it. farting under the cover, Zell High, Zell Low.
I guess Zell Low.
Okay. Picking your nose, Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell Low.
Okay. Singing in the shower, Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell High, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that a boy. Yeah. Eating food after you dropped it on the floor, Zell High, Zell Low.
3 second rule, Zell High.
throwing out the "Do you know who I am?" Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell Low, absolutely. Really? Even if someone knows who I am, I'm still denying it.
I'd be like, I'm fucking Peyton Manning, man.
I'm the other Manning.
Yes, I'm the other Manning. Whichever Manning you want me to be, I'll be him.
Cody Manning.
all right, quick ones. Tofu, Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell Low.
Harry Potter book, Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell Low.
Yeah, we don't read. You and I don't read. That's why we love each other.
Not a
roller coasters. Yes, it's Zell High. You already know the answer. Ketchup on hot dogs, Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell High.
All right, cool. Rom-con, Zell High, Zell Low.
I'll go with that. Zell High.
Okay. Pineapple on pizza, Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell Low.
Okay. I'm with you on that. Referring to yourself as the big handsome, Zell High, Zell Low.
Zell Low for sure.
All right, Cody. We appreciate the time as always. Talk about what you're doing with Kicks for Kids. You have two things that you're doing right now, but talk about Kicks for Kids for a second.
Yeah, so I started my own foundation last year called Like a Child Foundation, and it's like we were talking about. I love animated movies and being a kid and laughing and having a good time. And so we started that, and it's kind of a crash course. I feel like everyone does a golf outing or a gala. And so we came up with, kind of stole the idea from the NFL, does the My Cleats, My Cause. The NBA has never done anything like that. So we came up with this Kicks for Kids. So last year we picked 4 nonprofits that all help kids in different ways. So the Children's Hospital, Big Brothers Big Sisters, TAPS, which helps kids and families of fallen soldiers. And so this year it's back. It went really well. Over quarantine, I had more time on my hands than I knew what to do with. So we came up with a website, a logo, and it looks like a legit nonprofit now, which is really fun. And so we're doing 5 pairs of custom shoes again this year, and picking different nonprofits. So we did Child's Place, which helps feed kids, homeless children in Charlotte as well. And the last one that we did was for Make-A-Wish. And so Make-A-Wish was, we found 4 kids in Charlotte that all had their wishes granted. And so we were able to grant those wishes. So we were able to make a $15,000 donation through the foundation and grant those wishes, which was really cool. So anyway, coming up now, we have 3 more pair of custom shoes, and so we're going to do that. We haven't decided on any of those 3 yet, but we have a grant application on our website that we're accepting grant applications through March 12th for another 10 days or so, and then we'll pick the ones from there. So it's really cool. It's really fulfilling.
It's awesome.
It kind of reminds me of, regardless of what happens on the court, there's more to life than what happens on the basketball court.
And where can people go if they want information or they want to make a donation or contribute in any way they can?
Yeah, everything's on likeachild.org. So the grant application is on there. There's a spot where you can donate if you want to do that. And there's all kinds of pictures and videos of the shoes. The custom shoes are really, really cool. It's a local guy that designs them all. And I just basically give him like, hey, it's for Make-A-Wish. Here's the 4 kids and their wishes. And he comes up with the whole design. So it turned out really, 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 really cool.
That's so great. All right. Keep up the good work. We'll keep promoting that for you. And good luck in Minnesota, man. Have a safe flight, okay?
appreciate it. We got a long list of people that we're gonna have on the next show, so I can't wait.
Here's the deal, okay? This is what I'm proposing. We will get Kenny Chesney for you. We will get Will Farrell for you. We will probably get Peyton Manning for you. Will Farrell's easier than Peyton Manning for me. All I ask is that the next time you come on, okay? Two things. The guitar is handy. You play Happy Birthday, okay? And LaMelo Ball, okay? I think that's fair. You, LaMelo, me, Mikey A, cutting it up. That's fair, right? I'll give you all these presents. That.
Just jam it.
I can do that.
Yes, I know you can. Do that. Yes.
LaMelo and my guitar. That's easy on my end.
Guitar, LaMelo, and I will bring Farrell, Chesney, and maybe Peyton Manning, okay? Maybe.
He's already saying maybe now. Dude, the list just got shorter. In 30 seconds, I have to bring something else now. I have to bring LaMelo, and the list just got shorter. I don't know.
You know me. So listen, I will bring Chesney, and you bring LaMelo, Michael, and your guitar, okay?
That's perfect.
Perfect, yes, okay. Hey, have a safe flight. We love you, dude. We appreciate your time as always, and we'll do it again very, very soon, okay?
You should. Thanks for having me on as always. It's always fun.
Thank you.
No, you got it, man. Good luck, man. Have a safe flight. Thanks, Cody.
All right, thanks.
All right, we appreciate Cody Zeller. As always, support what he's doing off the court. That's important stuff. He's doing good work off the court. Mike, I told you beforehand you were going to fall in love with Cody Zeller, a person you never thought you'd fall in love with. Here we are about 20 minutes later, 25 minutes later. Have you fallen in love?
I think I have a new favorite player. Because, I mean, he is so dry and he delivers everything so deadpan. It's amazing.
Yes. And he's just a good dude. Like, you can just tell Cody Zeller is a good dude. Now, listen, I made a lot of promises that I probably can't deliver on. Okay. Chesney, Will Farrell, Peyton Manning. That seems like a pretty unfair trade just to get LaMelo Ball and a guitar. I mean,
to play Happy Birthday. I just hope that he bounces around the stage like the guy from AC/DC playing Happy Birthday on the acoustic guitar.
Is there another Chesney? Like, if he sees Chesney in the Zoom room, right? Like, here's what I'm thinking. With Will Farrell, we can go with Scott Farrell. Okay? You remember Farrell? I think he's still doing it somewhere. Doing what? I don't know.
Is he thing? He's still in the league?
I think he is. I think he still is in the league, the broadcasting league. The PBL, Professional Broadcasting League. Listen, that's what I'm thinking. I will come up with Scott Farrell. I need like a Chesney imposter, and I don't know what to do on. Maybe we'll bring on Cooper Manning.
I think I have his number.
Get him on. What am I going to do? I'm stuck. I made promises I can't deliver.
I'm going to give you the best piece of advice. Put down the shovel. That's the best way to get out of the hole. Stop digging.
I failed to mention, by the way, that I could also get Darius Rucker on. He mentioned Rucker. I can get Rucker. He's a friend of mine. How about that?
I would imagine he knows Rucker. North Carolina, Charlotte. Yeah, I imagine they know each other.
Bob Knight was a weird one. He played at Indiana. set that up. Let's go. We should only bring Bobby Knight to the table.
I love that you just threw Michael in there in the last time. The last go around when we finalized it, when we signed on the dotted line, you threw in Michael Jordan for him to bring on.
I want you to get him back in the off air and just say, if we get Bobby Knight, will you bring Michael Jordan on? Okay. That's it. Bobby Knight. I don't want Bobby Knight anywhere near this show. What is Cody talking about? We love Cody. He is fantastic. Hopefully we'll get this concert together. We probably won't, but that will not stop me from getting
after the doubles tournament.
Holy
which
shit,
you also promised.
Wait a second. What the fuck did I just do? I promised this man a doubles tournament. I challenged him in singles. I promised him a cavalcade of famous people that I can't deliver on, all for a guitar and the LaMelo Ball. Jesus Christ, stupidity.